Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. Huron County officials say four Sheriff's Department sergeants will be required to repay wages they received due to a payroll error that went undetected for six pay periods. The issue was discussed during the County Personnel Committee meeting Wednesday. County Clerk Lori Neal said the mistake occurred while payroll staff were calculating wage increases and accidentally applied the higher lieutenant pay rate to four sergeants. As a result, the sergeants were paid nearly $40 an hour instead of their authorized rate of $34.60 per hour. As hard as the clerk's office works and the diligent as they are, this mistakenly slipped through the cracks but was caught and addressed. County officials say the overpayments must be returned. Committee members agreed employees should be allowed to choose between repaying the money through payroll deductions over time or by making a one-time payment to the county. Neal noted that correcting the error through payroll would simplify tax reporting, while the lump sum repayment could require additional calculations involving taxes and other withholdings. Personnel committee members also emphasized that any repayment through payroll deductions would require written consent from the affected employees. County officials cited existing policies and state law governing wage deductions. The county says the payroll error is being corrected and repayment arrangements will be finalized with the employees involved. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be extra careful outdoor as wildfire danger continues to climb across northern Michigan. State officials say warm temperatures, dry vegetation, and a lack of significant rainfall are creating conditions that allow fires to start easily and spread rapidly. Fire danger levels are currently rated high to very high across much of the Upper Peninsula and the Northern Lower Peninsula. The DNR says no meaningful rainfall is expected in the coming days, prompting the agency to suspend permits for burning yard debris in affected northern areas. Residents in southern Michigan are being advised to check local regulations before conducting any outdoor burning. Officials are reminding the public to keep water sources nearby when burning, properly extinguish campfires, avoid activities that could create sparks, and never leave fires unattended. Fireworks should be kept away from wooded areas and dry vegetation. The DNR also advises against burning household trash or hazardous materials and recommends using approved burn barrels when disposing of natural debris. More wildfire prevention and fire safety information is available through the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And this morning in Huron County District Court, Janelle Amber Furtado, currently on a delay of sentence, addressed outstanding restitution and court costs. Furtado owes $664.20 in restitution to crimes victims, along with additional fines. Assistant Prosecutor Alexander Pahani noted Furtado's completion of the Thinking Matters program and recent employment, recommending a 90-day probation extension. This extension aims to facilitate payment of the restitution, which takes priority. Judge Ferris confirmed Furtado's ability to make biweekly payments. Furtado stated that a theft and dishonesty misdemeanor on her record has created employment obstacles in the medical field. The court extended Furtado's probation for 90 days. If all financial obligations are met within this period, this case will be dismissed and the misdemeanor and arrest record will be removed. A review is scheduled for August 28th at 9 a.m. However, Furtado's appearance will not be required if payments are completed. When we come back from this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our national news, clinical trials show potential functional cure for hepatitis B. A newly developed pharmaceutical compound has shown remarkable success in late-stage clinical trials, offering what researchers describe as a potential functional cure for chronic hepatitis B patients. The drug works by permanently suppressing the viral replication process and allowing the patient's own immune system to lower viral loads to undetectable levels. The medical breakthrough could transform treatment for millions of individuals living with the chronic liver condition. The Food and Drug Administration is reportedly fast-tracking its review of the clinical trial data to expedite availability. While medical experts caution that a functional cure requires long-term monitoring to ensure the virus does not rebound, the initial data marks the most significant advancement in hepatology in over a decade. After this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our international news, Brazilian football star to miss World Cup opener over calf injury. The Brazilian Football Confederation has officially confirmed that star forward Neymar will miss the national team's opening match of the upcoming World Cup due to a severe calf injury. The veteran attacker sustained the muscle tear while competing for Santos in a domestic league match, ruling him out of Brazil's final warm-up friendlies and early group stage preparations. Medical staff are working on an intensive rehabilitation program to potentially return him to the pitch for later tournament rounds. The news has sent shockwaves through the football world and forced the Brazilian coaching staff to rapidly restructure their offensive lineup. Sports analysts note that while Brazil possesses a deep roster, losing their most experienced playmaker creates an early tactical challenge in a highly competitive group. When we come back from this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
All-you-can-eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All-You-Can-Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering you the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.